It's being called a bipartisan effort. Senator Brian Schatz introduced a bill with two other Congress members that would put the responsibility of alerting the public about a possible missile threat into the hands of the federal government. He talks about the chances the bill has of advancing and why it's being called the Common Sense Bill.
Well, the basic idea is very simple, and it is that the people who know whether or not a missile is coming for sure are the people that ought to inform the public. There are lots of valid arguments about the role of the federal government versus the role of the state or local government that we have in the Congress, but you know, my view is that there's nothing more federal than an incoming ICBM. NORAD for the mainland or PACOM for Hawaii makes a determination about whether or not a missile is coming, and they ought to be the ones to tell the public. The system that we have right now, first of all, it's voluntary, and we only have one state participating, and that's us. We also have 3,017 counties across the country, so the idea that we're going to get 3,017 counties, 50 states, and all five territories setting up their own infrastructure, setting up their own systems to do this makes no sense when, in fact, with the FEMA software that already exists, with the authority under federal law existing for a presidential alert, and with the fact that the people who will make a determination about whether or not a missile is on its way is the DOD, it really makes sense for this authority and responsibility to reside with the federal government.
Our experience last month with the false missile alert really did call into question the state's ability to issue a proper alert, you know, whether it's we had a poorly designed interface system, software system, and then there was just, you know, the potential for operator error.
There are too many opportunities for this to get messed up, and obviously there were a number of inexcusable mistakes made locally, but the truth is if you have 3,017 counties and 49 other states volunteering to participate in this program, the likelihood of another mistaken missile alert is not zero. On the other hand, the likelihood of a mistaken missile alert, if it's coming from the National Security Council, is pretty darn close to zero. And what we want is a system that is federal because we think people will more likely be able to rely upon its veracity.
And what have we heard from the feds about accepting this responsibility?
We've been working collaboratively with the White House, with the National Security Team, with FEMA, with DOD, and with the FCC. They continue to work with us at the technical level. We've got two Republican co-sponsors, and myself and Senator Harris from California working on this bill. We anticipate being able to offer this as an amendment to the Department of Homeland Security reauthorization bill in the Homeland Security Committee. So we're making reasonably good progress, and I think maybe the most important thing for the likelihood of passage is that this has not gotten caught up in partisan politics. We're making pretty good progress, and everyone's just trying to figure out how to make this work best.
What kind of opposition do you think you might get on this bill?
You know, we haven't received any serious opposition. It's not that it won't occur. We just don't know who objects to this. I don't think the state or local management agencies actually want this authority. It's a tremendous responsibility. And, you know, in the end, they're still going to be downstream from the information coming either from NORTHCOM or PACOM. So having this responsibility without having the information at their fingertips, I think, is an uncomfortable position to put them in. And, you know, the first time this was tried, it just didn't work. And so you do not have a lot of county or state emergency management agencies clamoring for the opportunity to do this themselves. I think everybody would feel safer if the federal government very clearly had the sole responsibility for notification here.
Now, Senator, I know a number of our listeners called in concerned because they received alerts on base. And I did contact Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam and was told that based on that Hawaii Emergency Management Agency cell phone alert, that a voice announcement to shelter in place was made across some portions of the base. and that eventually an all-clear message went out across what they call the giant voice that broadcast that it was a false alarm and it was an all-clear. And I know the Navy is looking at what happened there, you know, what were the procedures. But, you know, that's a bit of a head-scratcher, too. Like, how did that happen?
Well, we don't know how that happened, but it is part of the analysis. We've asked the Department of Defense for an after-action analysis because clearly this was not originally their fault, but you can learn a lot from what the response was. And the truth is that that PACOM knew that there was no incoming missile, and yet some of our bases and installations mistakenly either set off a siren or some other kind of alert as a result of receiving that push notification. So, that was a downstream mistake, but it's certainly worth cleaning up because if you're on base and you get an alert, that's a terrifying experience. We're working closely with PACOM on that aspect of it, but, you know, this goes back to the basic question of who ought to be in charge of notifying the public, and I believe very strongly that that ought to be the Department of Defense because they're the ones that have the visibility into whether or not a missile is on its way.
So what's the soonest we could expect some action on this bill?
Well, we're hoping to get this bill attached as an amendment to another bill, which is being taken up over the next couple of weeks. It's still the Senate, so that will take a while. But we've got pretty good momentum, and we're going to push as hard as we can.
What about money that might be attached to this?
We're going to do the analysis on whether or not this bill costs any money, but our first instinct is that it should not. The IPAWS system is already funded and already exists. The national security team is already in place. You don't need new staff for this. And, of course, NORAD, NORTHCOM, PACOM are already in the business of determining whether or not their missiles are on the way. So we do not think this will cost any additional taxpayer dollars.
And, Senator, what was your impression of how things went with our wireless alert system? Because obviously many people didn't realize that they had to have a push notification on their cell phone activated in order to get the alert because people were saying, well, I got it, but my husband didn't, and we were standing next to each other. And, you know, so they were a little bit mystified. But now we know. But there's been some concern about testing that system.
Well, one of the things that we're looking at through the FCC process is whether or not you should be allowed to turn off notifications that are related to a missile attack. We understand if someone doesn't want civil defense notifications about flash floods or even amber alerts, but the presidential alert system can override any setting on your phone. And that should be used judiciously, sparingly. But to the extent that people are in danger, we need to make sure everybody knows. For instance, you can't set up your television to prevent the notification from coming onto it. And I'm not sure that you should be able to configure your phone to refuse valuable information.
And, Senator, I know in the last week or so we've been hearing from the so-called button pusher, who I think has hired an attorney, and his side of the story is that he thought it was a real drill, a real thing and not a drill. Any thoughts you can share about the situation there where he just really thought it was a bona fide threat?
It just shows that you need really skilled, highly trained individuals with this level of responsibility. And there was clearly a training problem. There was a software problem. There were errors in human judgment. There were supervision challenges. But all of this adds up to I would like NORTHCOM and PACOM to be in charge of this.
That was Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz talking about his efforts to avoid the missteps of last month's false missile alert by putting it into the hands of the federal government, who would likely be the first to know of any real threat. He sponsored the Authenticating Local Emergencies and Real Threats Act, which would reserve the authority to issue a missile alert for the federal government. We posted a link to more information on the Conversation Facebook page.